local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, getting close to the peak of hurricane season, and it sure looks like it with a very busy pattern in the tropics. More from Dr. Bill on that and our Monday forecast on the way. 73 now at FM Talk 106.5, and time for traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, been a perfect start to the morning so far. Accident-free conditions and a nice ride across the Bayway and the Causeway from the 1065 split. We're accident-free. Again, keep in mind, school buses are just starting to travel. Be back down to 15 miles an hour in those school zones. But so far, a perfect start to our Monday morning. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Bowman County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs from small repairs to larger, more complex jobs. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms again with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Mr. World here, about to take on the world's wildest rodeo bull. Oh, obviously he's nothing like Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. Because the people at Eyeglass World, well, they don't try to throw you off with confusing prices. Nope, they make everything clear and simple. Without all the bull.
Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. Come get two pairs for $78. Visit eyeglassworld.com for store locations and offer details.
Fine Mom, the best in sports talk. Call of the day.
Randy is in Mobile, Alabama.
I just want to let David know that we are the best. They didn't need to have one game with Auburn and Alabama. And whoever wins plays in Alabama, and whoever loses don't ever play no more. Or they can go back to Georgia.
Randy, you realize that could be your team.
I kind of like the premise.
The sports you love to talk about. Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
End of the conversation.
A lot more from the world of sports coming up with Dalton in just a couple of minutes here. Heading for a high around 84 today, says Dr. Bill. And at 6:35, we will talk about what is a parade of hurricanes coming across the Atlantic, plus already an unsettled system in the Caribbean. What could that mean for our weather? We'll find out from Dr. Bill coming up in just a few. And the storm over the weekend at the Drag Queen Story Hour at the Mobile Public Library. We'll get in details on that as well. Seems like there was, as ratios go, more people supporting than against it.
Not what I expected.
Right. So we'll give you the story when we get back. Right now, let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A fatal accident this weekend has claimed the life of a Fairhope man. Sunday morning, 24-year-old Curtis Robinson Glaze was driving his truck in Chambers County when his vehicle went off the road and hit a tree. Alabama law enforcement agency, they do confirm that he was driving on Alabama 77 near the 5-mile marker about 5 miles north of Lafayette when that truck left the roadway and hit a tree around 2:13 a.m. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Alabama state troopers continue to investigate. A bus carrying more than 30 UAB pediatric interns and employees was involved in an accident on Friday. We now have an update on their conditions. 6 people are still hospitalized at UAB Hospital. They have, though, improved, according to the hospital. There are no longer any patients listed in serious condition. Conditions of the patients range from good to fair. A Blazer Express bus carrying 26 UAB employees, including 11 pediatric interns, they were returning from an annual retreat at Camp McDowell. Alabama State Troopers say the bus was navigating a steep hill going through an intersection before it hit a rock and then a tree. That's according to Alabama State Trooper Corporal Mark Stone. The mother of one of the pediatric interns says that her daughter told her that the brakes went out on the bus shortly before it crashed. The other victims in the crash were treated and released. An investigation is right now underway. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The murder trial of Derek Dearman begins today. He's accused of killing five people, including a pregnant woman, in 2016. The bodies of five adults, including the pregnant woman, were found in a home just outside Citronelle on August 20, 2016. Some were hacked to death with an axe. The trial has been delayed several times, despite Dearman's confession in 2016.
Sincerely and truly apologize, and I'm sorry.
He faces six counts of capital murder and two counts of kidnapping. A 17-year-old is in custody connected to a deadly shooting near Auburn University. It happened Sunday morning just before 2:30. 20-year-old Evan Wilson was pronounced dead as officers arrived. Three other people were shot. The 17-year-old has been charged as an adult. A Pensacola woman was arrested for crashing into a Florida State Trooper. Florida Highway Patrol says 26-year-old Christine Stallworth collided with a patrol car guarding a downed power line last week. Authorities say she hit the trooper's car, then drove off. Troopers located Stallworth at her apartment Sunday. She tried to get away by entering the apartment next door through the attic. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, 614 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Week two of college football over the season, and over the weekend.
It means there's been 3 weeks of football.
That's correct.
But it's week two.
Yeah, and okay. It was the second game for most teams.
Right.
Probably only eight teams out there that have played three games now. But there were some good games over the weekend. Here's some notable scores. Auburn crushed Alabama State 63-9 in the Jordan-Hare home opener. Alabama did the same, beating Arkansas State in the Bryant-Denny home opener 57-7. The South Alabama Jaguars lost big to Oklahoma State 55-13. Texas A&M almost pulled off a major come-from-behind victory over the number two-ranked Clemson Tigers, but the Tigers escaped with a 28-26 win after a two-point conversion attempt for the Aggies failed in the final minute. Georgia used a dominant second half to defeat South Carolina 41-17, and the Kentucky Wildcats ended a 31-year losing streak to Florida beating the Gators in Gainesville 27-16.
Unbelievable.
It was amazing. The Associated Press poll was released yesterday with not many changes to the rankings. Alabama is still ranked number one. This week, the Tide received 54 of 61 possible first-place votes. Clemson is still ranked second, followed by Georgia in third. Ohio State is ranked fourth, and Oklahoma 5. There are now only 5 SEC teams in the top 25 after South Carolina and Florida fell from the rankings this weekend. Auburn is ranked 7th. That's up 2 spots from last week. LSU is ranked 12th, and Mississippi State is ranked 16th. After week 2 of the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge, Track Freak leads the entire
track
group.
Track Freak.
Track Freak with 2 E's, no A in Freak. Track Free.
Okay.
He leads the entire group, or she leads the entire group with 93 total points after earning 49 of 55 possible points this Saturday. 3 are tied for second place right now, 1 point behind the leader, the Pick'em Professor, Blondie 007, and JTD.
The Pick'em Professor.
The Pick'em Professor.
I like it.
It feels like there might be a ringer in the group, a ringer or two.
Yes.
Pick'em Professor might be one of them. The NFL season began this weekend with 2 more games tonight to wrap up the first week of play and some notable scores from yesterday. The New Orleans Saints lost a barn burner to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 48-40. Saints quarterback Drew Brees passed for 439 yards and 3 touchdowns, and Michael Thomas set a single-game franchise record by catching 16 passes for 180 yards and a touchdown, but the Saints were outdone by veteran Tampa quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick, who passed for 417 yards and 4 touchdowns. The Cleveland Browns finally ended a 17-game losing streak by tying the Pittsburgh Steelers 21-21 on Sunday. The Browns came back from 14 points down to tie the game and kept it tied through overtime. It was the NFL's first tie in Week 1 since 1971. And last night, Aaron Rodgers left the game with a leg injury but returned to lead the Green Bay Packers to a 24-23 comeback victory over the Chicago Bears. Rodgers left the game after an injury to his left leg in the first half and returned with the Packers down by 20. He'd go on to throw 3 touchdowns to tie the largest comeback of his career. In tennis, at the U.S. Open, Naomi Osaka became the first person from Japan to win a Grand Slam, beating Serena Williams in straight sets on Saturday 6-2 and 6-4. There was controversy on the court, with Williams seen arguing with the chair umpire. She was penalized for 3 different violations during the second set of the match. And in the men's singles final, Novak Djokovic defeated Juan Martín Del Potro in straight sets to claim his 14th Grand Slam title. Bad weather yesterday caused delays to both the final round of the BMW Championship and NASCAR's Brickyard 400. Final round in the PGA's BMW Championship is expected to begin this morning at 6:30. Justin Rose currently leads by 1 stroke at 17 under par, and the Brickyard 400 NASCAR race scheduled to begin this afternoon at 1 p.m. 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. And that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms again with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The sun is brutal this time of year on the Gulf Coast, so protect yourself, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with thermal and UV reduction ceramic films installed by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting. Don't let the sun damage your most valuable investments. Window tinting also increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is aesthetically pleasing. When your dealer-installed tint fails, call ProTint with a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Are you persuasive? Are you persistent? Are you prepared? Those 3 qualities will help go a long way as an account manager with FM Talk 106.5. It's an opportunity to get out of the office and work with local businesses, helping them expand their marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with you if you're not, training you in radio advertising. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs at fmtalk1065.com.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form. Present a valid Social Security number and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
All right, 621 FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Glad you're here. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Of course, you can reach through and contact us many different ways. Text line, pretty good. 343-0106, also the same phone number. So 343-0106 for calling or for texting. Where'd you, I don't know, pick up old wound here or a three-week-old wound, but where'd you end up in the rankings for college pick 'em this weekend?
That's a good question. I made up a little bit more ground, so not as much as I'd like. I had a pretty good weekend. The thing that killed me was Florida losing to Kentucky, because that was my 9-point game. But
Didn't it kill everybody?
Yeah. Yes, for sure. So that, at least I had that going for me. I'm like right around 70th place, which isn't bad. That's top half, but I've got a lot of ground to make up. I feel like I'm only just a couple points ahead of you right now.
Yeah, and I'm looking where my rank is nationally. Have you looked at that?
Yes, I'm not proud of that.
I'm 147,000 in. I'm number 147,000.
Yeah, and I'm 97,000, so just a little bit ahead of you.
Yeah, so you've surpassed me. You last week was a rebuilding week, and this week has been good.
Yeah, tough one for Tukey Toussaint last week.
Yes, Tukey took it on the chin, but we'll make up for it.
But Track Freak Triple Ott right now leading everyone, had a massive 49-point weekend.
All right. So, by the way, y'all have the greatest names, really. I mean, the greatest nicknames people have given themselves in our College Pick'em series.
I love it.
Really, really good. I mean, it's almost worth being a member of the College Pick'em just to be able to tour through all the different names in here. Some of them very Mobile-centric. Some of them, they're people's handles on our text line. Some of them are comments on political, making political statements on their day. It was good stuff. So y'all can check that out, and we'll keep up with that week to week here on FM Talk 106.5. Another participant in the mix, our own Kelly Finley. Now, Kelly with headlines.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A Mobile man accused of stabbing his girlfriend to death last May, now under arrest. For the last several months, 44-year-old Stephen Davis Jr. has been in a Louisiana hospital rehabbing from the injuries he sustained in that incident, that's according to Mobile Police. On Friday, he was released from a rehabilitation hospital and booked into the Jefferson Parish Correction Center. He's being charged with stabbing his girlfriend, 49-year-old Carol Dowdlin, multiple times in the early morning hours of May 28th at her apartment in Sperry Landing in Theodore. She died as a result of her injuries at a local hospital. At this hour, information has not yet been released as to when Davis will be extradited back to Mobile. A citywide crackdown on prostitution lands 16 people in jail here in Mobile. Those arrested were 15 women and one man. They range in age from 22 to 58 years old. All are accused of soliciting prostitution. So the goal of the sting was to rid the streets of the illegal activity of prostitution and other drug-related and violent crimes. And here's why. According to the press release, quote, for example, a prostitute may be used to attract men so they can be robbed or assaulted by the prostitute's cohorts, or the prostitutes become the victims of crimes committed against them by their patrons. Again, that quote coming from the press release released by our Mobile Police Department. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 625 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. All right, it was Saturday. It was Mobile Public Library, Ben May Branch. Everybody was talking about this for weeks and weeks, and looks like actually some people showed up in a good number to support the Drag Queen Story Hour and also to protest the Drag Queen Story Hour. I know from our news partners at Channel 5, Chad Petrie had that story. He was out there, said the Drag Queen Story Hour was anything but a drag in Mobile. Way to go, Chad. Dueling demonstrations gathered outside the Ben May Library in downtown Mobile. In the end, hundreds of people packed the auditorium to listen to a drag queen read children's stories. All in all, some moments were tense, but no arrest and no violence. Thank goodness. Organizers on both sides were just trying to make their points be heard. By the way, too, I heard that they expanded it actually to two rooms there.
It looks
because they filled up at the library.
Well, I didn't know how big these auditoriums were.
Yeah, they're not huge. We go there for like my daughter's singing recital and some different events we've had there in the past.
But clearly enough people in the room that they needed another one, it sounds like you're saying.
Yeah, Rainbow Mobile Executive Director Brian Fuhrmeier talked to Chad Petrie and had this to say.
We've gotten so much positive support from this event that has more positive than negative from my perspective. But it's been great. I've been given so many thanks from parents, from people in our community. It is overwhelming.
All right, then commentary from Dr. Lou Campanosi, who is with the Common Sense Campaign Tea Party.
This reading is age inappropriate. We think that 3 to 8 year olds do not need to be exposed to this kind of a message. These folks have a right to do whatever they want to do. We just think that this isn't the age is just not the right.
Yeah, well, so we'll talk more about this today, but I kind of had a feeling it would not be a very big attendance out there.
Yeah, I thought that there would be more protesters than attendees, because that's just kind of how the story has been going for the last 3 weeks. There's been more outspoken people on the anti-Drag Queen Story Hour side than the other side, but that's not the case on Saturday.
Just do it by the numbers, and it looks like the people that showed up to support it, more than the people protesting the event on Saturday.
So you have to ask, I wonder if making the big deal about the protest drove more people in to actually watch the Drag Queen Story Hour.
There you go. We'll talk about that coming up throughout the morning at 343-0106 on the text line, and then we'll turn up your voice coming up after 8 o'clock. 628, check in with News 5, and then Dr. Bill straight ahead.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The murder trial of a man accused of killing his girlfriend and stuffing her body in the back of an SUV last year begins today. Christopher Corson is charged with murder after police say he shot his girlfriend, Darlene Rollins, in January 2017. Foley police arrested him on Highway 59 after a driver called 911 reporting blood dripping from the back of his car. Corson confessed to the crime in March of last year. A Florida sheriff's deputy lost his job over nude pictures he sent to women he met on the job. The Okolos County Sheriff's Office fired Deputy Douglas Schwall last week. His dismissal came after an investigation revealed he was exchanging nude photos with a burglary suspect's mom. The group Rainbow Mobile held its Drag Queen Story Hour at the Mobile Main Library Saturday. The Story Hour was expanded to two rooms because so many parents and children showed up to hear a local drag queen read to the kids. Protesters outside were outnumbered by supporters of the LGBTQ movement.
These people are human like everybody else, man.
There is no word yet if the group plans on hosting another Drag Queen Story Hour anytime soon. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
So my baby here's got dings all over the place, and I need her to look real good. Like, real good. You know what I'm saying? Like, real good. And I need her before this weekend, and I'm not made of money. And are you listening to me?
It's okay, sir. We got this.
From the moment you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. Our certified expert technicians will be completely transparent through the whole repair process, and we'll never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations along the Gulf Coast. Visit us online to find out more.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truitt. Truitt Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truitt Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truittinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truitt Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truitt today.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
Hurricane Florence is picking up strength as it aims right at the southeastern coast of the United States. New information now from meteorologist Pedram Jabahari.
We have an update on what is now a Category 2 Hurricane Florence sitting out there about 1,500 miles east of the coast of the United States right now, strengthening very quickly over the next several hours, and we think this has everything it takes to become a Category 3 or a major hurricane by later on tonight.
A senior Russian official who met Kim Jong-un over the weekend tells Reuters the North Korean leader says he does not plan any unilateral steps to denuclearize and is waiting for the U.S. to respond to steps he's already taken. CBS now reshaping its board as it pursues an independent investigation into Les Moonves, ousted as board chairman and CEO last night as allegations of sexual misconduct continue to surface. A gas explosion in the western Pennsylvania town of Center has spurred evacuations this morning, but no injuries have been reported. A gas line ruptured, school classes canceled. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now, brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Longtime CBS chief Leslie Moonves is out, hours after a second round of misconduct charges were made against him in a New Yorker magazine article. The 68-year-old transformed CBS from a struggling network into an entertainment powerhouse after joining it in 1995. And the impact of his departure on its programming and sway with viewers remained to be seen. A pipeline company has been convicted of 9 criminal charges for causing the worst California coastal spill in 25 years, a disaster that blackened popular beaches for miles, killed wildlife, and hurt tourism and fishing. A Santa Barbara County jury found Houston-based Plains All American Pipeline guilty of a felony count of failing to properly maintain its pipeline and 8 misdemeanor charges, including killing marine mammals and protecting seabirds. Saudi Arabia's national oil company is considering a $1 billion fund to invest in international tech firms as the kingdom deepens efforts to diversify its economy. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way. which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today. Confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748. Because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Wow. I mean, I know it's getting right here to the peak of hurricane season, and it's living up to it as well. Three hurricanes and a disturbance that's out there as well.
Yeah, the only place that doesn't have any real active weather is the Gulf of Mexico, because the Caribbean, we have a tropical wave over the Western Caribbean that is headed toward the southwestern Gulf. It possibly could develop into a depression, but most likely it'll end up producing a lot of rain in Texas when it arrives there in a couple of days or so. But the big story now are three hurricanes in the Atlantic. You remember when there was nothing going on
I
in
do.
The Atlantic, the Caribbean, and the Gulf?
Yes, and you said, just wait, just wait.
Well, we've got, of course, Florence, which is the westernmost, which is now up to 105 mile-per-hour winds. Originally, it was just about marked off as it was curving to the north, but it was blocked, it's headed to the west. Lost some strength in an unfavorable area, and now it's into a very favorable area for intensification, and it will most likely in the next 24 hours or 48 hours it will become a major hurricane. Likely target right now is the North Carolina coast, and so that's not going to occur until Thursday night into Friday morning. So there's still quite a bit of time that a little change could occur in that track, but right now the target is North Carolina. At that time, it could actually build up to winds of an excess of 140 miles an hour. Might lose a little bit of strength when it reaches North Carolina, but still going to be a very powerful hurricane.
Yeah, that's a big, I mean, compare that 140 mile per hour wind storm. I mean, compare that to something that has hit us on the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, well, of course, Hurricane Frederick, which occurred in 1979 here, had sustained winds of around 130 miles per hour.
Okay, y'all, there you go. So right now that could be stronger than Frederick.
That's correct, and very similar to a few other hurricanes that have hit the southeast coast, very memorable ones like Hazel back in the 1950s, and people still remember that that storm, which was hit the South Carolina coast. Wow. Hugo, also in 1989, that struck South Carolina. So there's a similar type of storm.
I mean, this is a big storm. This could be a very big storm.
The other two are Isaac, which is the westernmost of the storms in the deep tropics. Isaac is headed for the Caribbean. Now, it looks like it will become a significant storm with over 100 mile per hour winds. Right now, it's only about 75. Once it gets into the eastern Caribbean, it may lose a bit of strength. After that, we'll see if it regains it as it heads toward the western Caribbean. No indication of any curvature as of yet. Helene is the one that does appear to be have a track that will turn to the north. And hopefully that will stay in the open waters of the Atlantic, as highest winds now at 85 miles per hour. Here on the home front, got some thunder around the bay this morning, and there's a good reason for that. We've got a cold front moving down through Alabama and Mississippi. It's going to stall before it reaches the coast, and it's going to produce scattered and numerous thunderstorms today. They'll taper off a bit tonight and then fire up again tomorrow, and it looks like that'll be a factor on Wednesday. Will we ever get some dry air? It's possible when Florence intensifies and moves along the East Coast. Might bring some drier air down late in the week. I don't expect any cooling, but at least it'll be some lower humidity and fewer thunderstorms.
All right, Dr. Bill, I know it is a busy, busy time of year for someone like you in the tropical weather world. Thank you for updating us this morning, and we'll check back next hour.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, lining them up for us as they come across the Atlantic. And you start thinking about 140 mile per hour sustained winds for that and wherever it goes in, whether it goes into Wilmington, North Carolina, or that's just, the cone of uncertainty is still pretty wide for those folks up there. But that, you think about their beaches along the coast, a lot of those islands there along the Carolina coast are similar to Dolphin Island. Mm-hmm. That kind of barrier island, not that high, built up, and then you have a bay, and then you have the mainland, and talking about some serious, serious storm
there. Yeah, that sounds like potential to be a massive one.
Yeah, it got my attention when they said 140 sustained. I said, okay.
And hopefully everyone on the coast there is able to prepare as much as possible and be as safe as possible. But it took hurricane season a long time to, get going this year. We've been talking about it for months. When is it going to strike? And now we've got just a train of hurricanes coming from the Atlantic. It's unbelievable.
We'll get you more on this coming up with Dr. Bill next hour, and of course, all hurricane season long. 6:40 now. We'll check in with Kelly for headlines in just a second, and Kane's ready to go with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a great ride from the Eastern Shore. Fairhope and Daphne, Spanish Fort, all accident-free, and no delays across the Bayway to the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels. For now, Mobile Police Department, state troopers are clear. No major backups or delays. Regional Home Center of Mobile at 7251 Moffett Road in Mobile. They offer more room for you and your family with up to 2,850 square feet. See the four-bedroom, two-bath Patriot the Revere double wide and pre-qualify online at mobilehomecenter.ms. Call 649-2077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
It's 6:42, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Sean and Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and of course, y'all at 343-0106, and number one on three big things. Dalton has up at fmtalk1065.com. Intensifying Hurricane Florence could strike the U.S. southeast on the Atlantic coast, and that is so. Once again, y'all, see what gets my attention. I don't take anything for granted, but I don't exactly, when storms are a tropical storm or a Category 1 hurricane, they take a certain amount of precaution if you're on the water. When you start seeing sustained winds at 140, that's big stuff.
Yeah, and the entire cone covering basically both Carolinas, almost the entirety of South Carolina and North Carolina.
So we'll see where it goes. Of course, it stays out, so that could move, up or down the coast, but they're watching for an impact somewhere along the southeast Atlantic coast. Also, Drag Queen Story Hour ends peacefully. We talked about that a little bit. And a high stakes as a two-month sprint to Election Day begins. Oh, yeah, we have that general coming up in November. Lots more to talk about with that. Check those stories out and a whole lot more on the front page of fmtalk1065.com. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A health alert is now in effect as 10 more people have tested positive for the West Nile virus in Mobile County. The West Nile virus can cause coma or death in rare cases, as according to health officials, but they say it most often, though, causes high fever, severe headache, stiff neck, confusion, muscle weakness, paralysis, disorientation, and seizures. Seriousness, of course, depends on age and health. According to Mobile County Health Officer Dr. Eichold II, that the public should assume that there are mosquitoes carrying the disease throughout Mobile County. Do not let your guard down. Health officials say that using special care when outside at dusk and dawn is very important. The periods most mosquitoes are active are during those hours. Be sure to wear long pants and shirts, use repellent, and empty standing water. The risk of encephalitis spread by mosquitoes is highest from August through the first freeze of fall. The virus is transmitted from birds through mosquitoes who feed off the blood of infected birds and then bite humans. There are no human vaccines. If you have an issue or question, call 251-690-8124. They will answer your mosquito issue questions in Mobile County at that number. 11 cases have now been confirmed since August. In Spanish Ford, police on Thursday arrested bank robbery suspect 37-year-old Stephen Allen Mathis of Mobile. He's charged with robbing the BBVA Compass Bank on U.S. Highway 90 in Spanish Fort last August. According to investigators, he was found through tips and arrested at the FBI headquarters in Mobile after an interview with law enforcement. He's originally from Missouri and has been booked and charged with robbery. Mathis was being held at the Baldwin County Correction Center in Bay Minette. His bond hearing scheduled for last Friday. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Is your automotive service facility ready for the next customer? How about your two and four post lifts? Are they safe? Is your compressed air system reliable? How about those hose reel and piping leaks? Don't let these gremlins shut you down when that customer walks through your door. Mobile Mechanical Services can conduct lift safety inspections and eliminate all those gremlins that can shut you down. We sell, service, and repair most automotive service facility equipment. Call Mobile Mechanical Services, 653-6948.
Hi, I'm Bo Jackson, inviting you to join me at the Food Fight at the Fort, the Battle of Bo's Burgers, Sunday, September 16th at the Fort of Colonial Mobile. Watch local chefs create signature dishes and backyard cooks grill their best burgers using my Angus Grand Slam Burgers. Tickets are just $20, $50 for VIP. A portion of the proceeds benefit A Hero, a veteran support group. For more info and tickets, go to Battle of Bo's Burgers on Facebook.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllStar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The murder trial of Derek Dearman begins today. He's accused of killing five people, including a pregnant woman, in 2016. The bodies of five adults, including the pregnant woman, were found in a home just outside Citronelle on August 20th, 2016. Some were hacked to death with an axe. The trial has been delayed several times, despite Dearman's confession in 2016.
Sincerely and truly apologize, and I'm sorry.
He faces six counts of capital murder and two counts of kidnapping. A 17-year-old is in custody connected to a deadly shooting near Auburn University. It happened Sunday morning just before 2:30. 20-year-old Evan Wilson was pronounced dead as officers arrived. Three other people were shot. The 17-year-old has been charged as an adult. A Pensacola woman was arrested for crashing into a Florida State Trooper. Florida Highway Patrol says 26-year-old Christine Stallworth collided with a patrol car guarding a downed power line last week. Authorities say she hit the trooper's car, then drove off. Troopers located Stallworth at her apartment Sunday. She tried to get away by entering the apartment next door through the attic. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News. News 5.
Hey, thanks, Bill. 648 now on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In college football over the weekend, here's some notable scores. Auburn crushed Alabama State 63-9 in the Jordan-Hare home opener. Alabama did the same, beating Arkansas State in the Bryant-Denny home opener 57-7. The South Alabama Jaguars went on the road and lost big to Oklahoma State 55-13. Texas A&M almost pulled off a major come-from-behind victory over the number 2-ranked Clemson Tigers, But the Tigers escaped with a 28-26 win after a two-point conversion attempt for the Aggies failed in the final minute. Georgia used a dominant second half to defeat South Carolina 41-17, and the Kentucky Wildcats ended a 31-year losing streak to Florida, beating the Gators in Gainesville 27-16. The Associated Press poll was released on Sunday with not many changes to the rankings. Alabama is still ranked number one. This week, the Tide received 54 of 61 possible first-place votes. Clemson is still ranked second, followed closely by Georgia in third. Ohio State ranked fourth and Oklahoma five. And there are now only five SEC teams in the top 25 after South Carolina and Florida fell from the rankings this weekend. Auburn is ranked seventh, up two spots from last week. LSU is ranked 12th, and Mississippi State now ranked 16th. After week two of the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge, Track Freak, that's Freak with two E's, currently leads the entire group with 93 total points after earning 49 of 55 possible points on Saturday, and they're three tied for second right behind the leader, the Pick'em Professor, Blondie 007, and JTD. And they better get ready. I'm coming for them, currently in 71st place.
You leapfrogged past me.
Keep an eye on the underdogs. Touki Toussaint, he's going to have a comeback,
too. Let's hope.
The NFL season began this weekend with two more games tonight to wrap up the first week of play. And in some notable scores from yesterday, the New Orleans Saints lost a barn burner to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 48-40. Saints quarterback Drew Brees passed for 439 yards and three touchdowns, but was outdone by veteran Tampa quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick, who passed for 417 yards and four touchdowns. The Cleveland Browns finally ended a 17-game losing streak by tying the Pittsburgh Steelers 21-21 on Sunday. It was the NFL's first tie in week one since 1971. And last night, Aaron Rodgers left the game with a leg injury, but returned to lead the Green Bay Packers to a 24-23 comeback victory over the Chicago Bears. Rodgers left the game after an injury to his left leg in the first half and returned with the Packers down by 20. He'd go on to throw three touchdowns to tie the largest comeback of his career. In tennis at the U.S. Open, Naomi Osaka became the first person from Japan to win a Grand Slam. She beat Serena Williams in straight sets on Saturday, 6-2 and 6-4. And in the men's singles final, Novak Djokovic defeated Juan Martin Del Potro in straight sets to claim his 14th Grand Slam title. 6:51 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Don't forget, Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, if you're traveling Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Ford, a good ride along 98. No delays along 31 and back over across the Bayway and the Causeway. George Wallace, Bankhead Tunnels looking good from Government, Dolphin, and Spring Hill and Moffitt and 65. School buses are traveling as well, but no accidents in the roadways. Join the 35th Annual Mobile International Festival as they present celebrations from around the world coming up Saturday, November 17th, this year at the Mobile Fairgrounds. Get the details at mobileinternationalfestival.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the upper 80s. Tonight, a few thunderstorms, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms again with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Oh, man, I love football.
Me too. I'm glad we had time to get out to a game.
Oh, look.
What?
On the field.
That's not. Sorry, dear. Didn't know I still had my knitting needles in my pocket. What did I tell you about that whistle? Give it to me. Give me the whistle.
Get off the field!
help.
Please don't arrest her. We're coming down to get her.
Have any of you gentlemen looked at your insurance premium lately? You know, for the past several years, it's just been going up, up, and up. Think of all the other things you could be spending that money on. Why, Jack Green E-National Insurance could insure this entire team. Workers' comp, homeowners, auto, commercial, and all types of business insurance.
Hey, we've got to get you out of here.
Get your hands off me.
Is there a family dispute to 85171?
No, not a family dispute.
It's fine, officer.
What a nice young man. He escorted me all the way out of the stadium. He must think I've fallen ill.
Something like that, yes.
The Jack Green Insurance Agency in Mobile.
Ask for Jack!
344-5393.
All right, 654, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Checking radar right now. Thunderstorms in the mix for Mobile and Baldwin County. Fairhope getting that thunderstorm moving over towards Summerdale, up towards Loxley. And right now, folks, in Wilmer, Tanner Williams, y'all getting a storm right there coming near Big Creek Lake. We'll watch this throughout the day as the thunderstorm should be part of our full day. High today around 84, 73 now. Let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5 with an update on a news headline from last week. You'll recall last Thursday, shots were fired in a local elementary school put on lockdown. We now know the name of the homicide victim. 27-year-old Tevin Gamble was found deceased in the area of Stanton Road and Bragdon Avenue last Thursday, just after 11 a.m. That's according to the Mobile Police Department. Witnesses reported hearing multiple gunshots. Holloway Elementary School was placed on lockdown for about an hour while police investigated. Multiple shell casings were recovered from the scene, and police believe that more than one weapon was used during this shooting. If you have information which can assist in this investigation, you are urged to contact the Mobile Police Department. News out of Florida this morning, as a panel of 11th Circuit Federal Appeals Court judges have ruled that the Pensacola Cross in a Florida park must come down. But the judges called on the full court to hear the case. You'll recall back in 2016, the American Humanist Foundation sued the city of Pensacola on behalf of citizens offended by the 34-foot-tall concrete cross. Alabama and 13 other states have sided with Pensacola in a legal battle which could go before the Supreme Court. Our Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall said, quote, "The large cross in Pensacola's Bayview Park is a local landmark dating back more than seven decades. The cross is woven into the fabric of Pensacola's history, and its presence in a public park does not violate the First Amendment's prohibition of the establishment of religion, as opponents have claimed." The appeals court panel wrote in Friday's ruling that, quote, "Our hands are tied. Absent full appeals court reconsideration or Supreme Court reversal, we are constrained to affirm the district court's order requiring removal of the Bayview Park cross." The judges have now called for a hearing by the entire 11th Circuit Court. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
656 FM Talk 106.5. Rainy Monday on the way. And more going on in the tropics than you can shake a weather stick at. Something like that. We'll get to Dr. Bill on with us at 735 for a full discussion. And if you have a power outage after any kind of storm out there, make sure to light a candle and not a dynamite stick. Actually, they'll tell you don't light a candle either, but if you're responsible, I don't see the problem with it. But there's a power outage up in Bridgeport, Connecticut last week. Mm-hmm. After some severe thunderstorms, a 30-year-old woman went to light a candle, okay, to light things up in there.
As you do.
It turned out to be a stick of dynamite, Dalton.
Did she put it out?
No, it exploded in her hand. She suffered severe injuries, including blowing off several of her fingers. So, of course, my question was, why were there sticks of dynamite laying around the house where a candle might be? Apparently, she and her husband bought the place a few years ago, and the old owners left them behind.
What?
As she mistook that for a candle. So the power went out on Thursday. She didn't find any candles. They remembered the ones they saw in the basement. They went down and got them. And they actually turned out to be sticks of dynamite. It's cautionary. Make sure it's a candle and not dynamite. No, make sure it's not a potpourri-smelling piece of dynamite.
Looney Tunes.
Hour two on the way next.